Right, Sussex manager Mark Robinson. Mark, 2 days gone. What have you made of the 2 days so far?
Oh, look, it's always exciting cricket on these type of wickets. You know, it started off damp. It's a good toss to win because it's gone all over the place. And sort of done well to get to lunch and then it sort of dries out a little bit. And now it indented in that period as well. And then on day two, it's more seam movement and up and down bounce because of the indent. So on the wicket, the ball is in the game, but in terms of the slightly offline because of the outfield being so quick, the batters are getting full of the value for the run. So it's quite an absorbing game.
Is it absorbing? It's been fascinating 2 days. Let's talk about Ollie Robinson. What a contribution he made coming in at number nine and then with the ball as well today.
Yeah, look, I'm sure he's spoken to you and described himself as a batter of balls. I mean, he was an off-spinner to leave 16 and picked up ball in then. So he came down at pre-season and I was actually we were doing middle practice and I was actually umpiring his first ball. He just, hit it straight away on the spot, nerveless. And we had the opportunity the next day to potentially play him in a two-day game against Surrey. And I spoke to the captain and everything. We got him in the game. He impressed the captain. Batty bats as well, etc. So it was a bit of a no-brainer. So we'd always penciled him for this game. We always felt this was a game that Millsy should miss due to workloads, etc. So he was penciled in probably from a couple of weeks ago, really, which was a game he potentially would play in. And obviously went to the second team, did well there, which helped his confidence and confirmed where we are with him. So we've signed him on until the end of the summer. We did that last week. We had all his medicals and all those type of things, but he knew in advance that he was playing in this match. He knew a week out, really, so he could prepare himself. Contract wise, it was just a case of doing his medicals and everything.
He's a young man who'd had some issues at Yorkshire last year. Have you sort of laid down some ground rules, Michael?
Well, not really. Look, everybody deserves a second chance. That's the first thing. When you sign any player, you look into their history and you speak to them about their history as well. But he's a young man and people make mistakes, don't they? All I've asked him to do is be absolutely honest with me. I'm sure, like all the players, sometimes they'll get things wrong, but I just don't want surprises. That's all. Just be straight and be honest, and we can always deal with things from there. So that's all I ask of any of the players, and all is no different.
You brought Harry Finch in for his team, Luke Wells dropping out. What was the thinking behind that, Mark?
Luke hasn't quite moved as well footwork as he would like and we would like for pre-season, really. We just felt, looking at the wicket, which was the same camp, horrendously green, we just felt probably ascertain and make it worse that as well. So we just felt it would be better that if he went to the second team, where we were hoping they'd be playing on a good wicket, and he could work on moving a little bit better and made some adjustments back in last week that will help him. We just got a little bit of a spell out of the firing line would help him and Harry to come in at six and get a go, because he had a good pre-season and impressed everybody.
And talking about Harry Finch, I was going to ask you that, because he's coming at five in this match. Is there something wrong with Luke? Or?
Nothing wrong with Luke as well. I think the captain's hunch was it would be a good opportunity for Finchie to come in there and Luke to come a little bit in later and just split the order up a bit in that counter-attacking way.
And he batted really well, Harry Finch. I was really impressed with the way he batted. I mean, coming in with seven overs to go, that was a stiff examination against Hastings and Onions and Rushworth.
Look, absolutely. As I say, he's very talented England and 19 cricketer. He did really well in white ball cricket last year, didn't get away in red ball in the twos, but he won in white ball second team and in the first team, and he had a really good pre-season, so he's impressed all the senior players. The gut feel was to play him in this game and to back him, and obviously Ed at this point as well thought he was coming five, and it was a tricky little time to bat in the evening, and he's done really well.
2 days to go, a lead of 100. How do you see the game panning out, Mark?
Well, it's on fast forward, isn't it? As I say, the seamers are always in the game here. We've got a young attack. I'm full of admiration for team, as I say. We've got seven players out. That's a lot of players missing. That's five players you'd expect to play here too. Maybe not. So that's a lot of players. And, it's a young team. Two young bowlers, one making his debut, and Hobden in his his first full season, so we're doing brilliantly to sustain this game. You know, we think if we can get a score, we've got Wasco in mind, that it becomes a good contest.
I've got to ask you about that partnership last night, 164. I think it was just an amazing partnership, you know, a record for Sussex. What was it like watching up here on the balcony with the other players?
Oh, it's so exciting. I think it's addressing more energy than the late order partnership. We've suffered one when Hastings here, but it's a well with their number nine, and it hurts you. But for a youngster on debut to come in and play like that, with the freedom to play, you know, and it to be chanceless was absolutely outstanding. Matt Hobden, you know, a bit like Millsy, we believe that they can bat and will be able to bat around that number nine spot. And Hobbs is a good strike of a baller, but what they need to do is get time in the middle to learn how to play, you know, how to method that will work in the middle. And it was pleasing for all the coaches. They've spent a lot of hours throwing balls and sidearm into our low order batsmen, and we've got a good history of getting good return from people like Jimmy Anion Hatcher last year. Hobbs has more than repaid that with that partnership with Ollie, which was dreamlike, to be a debut and to get a 4 for 100. Whatever happens from here, for him here, it's outstanding.
Fantastic. Mark, thanks very much, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mark. See you tomorrow.
Cheers, pal.
Thank you.
There's still enough there for us.